Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Nou gaan ons kyk na 'n beleggingsfirma in KwaZulu-Natal en dit is die Sharia beleggingsplatform Amanat Investment Holdings wat meestal moslems as kliënte tel. Amanat is in 1968 gestig en volgens sy webblad besit dit tans 30 kommersiële eiendomme ter waarde van 1,8 miljard rand en daar is tans sowat 6500 aandeelhouers. Daar is skynbaar probleme met hierdie skema met aantuigings dat die maatskappy nie sekere beleggers se beleggings wil uitbetaal nie. Mohammed Peer is die voorsitter van Amanat Minorities wat 'n groep minderheidsaandeelhouers verteenwoordig. Mohammed, thank you so much for your time. Give us a brief background on Amanat and its investment products.
Amanat is a community-based investment scheme. It was actually in the 1960s that it was established. It was actually designed in terms of providing housing as well as investment product to the community of Durban and mostly obviously the Muslim investors. And it's actually structured as a property syndication scheme where people invest money and they get, call it like a rent every month. And many people live on this income. It's their source of living. It satisfies mostly the indigent widows, pensioners. And then obviously through the years, it developed into a more fledged commercial property syndication group where shopping centers and other commercial enterprises were then added into the investment. And it grew from strength to strength. I think it started off in a small value, I think 160,000, and the last valuation was about 3 point something billion, or call it 4 billion rand. And then obviously in 2020 there was a COVID that came and returns started dwindling, and people were obviously realizing that there's an issue, and they then raised it in 2021, and there was then allegations of fraud, etc., and mismanagement, and then the previous CEO resigned, and subsequently the board then resigned, and then there was a new board that was then taken over in 2022, and then the returns were still low, and there's obviously pending litigation, and there's a lot of legal issues and legal implications, but these shareholders are still saying that this amount that they're receiving is below standard. It's about 2% return, and they're now requesting that they get their money or whatever is left of it so that they can do other things with it and live their life, because most of them are elderly and they just want their money to move on, and they're stuck in this company. And basically we are at that point where people just need their money and no way for them to redeem it is available.
The 2%, is that 2% per month or 2% per year?
2% per annum.
I've read in some media reports that they were promised returns of 17% per month, and this return has dwindled. Was that ever offered?
No, that was incorrect. It wasn't 17% per month. It was 7% per annum, as well as a capital appreciation of, I think, approximately the same. That was actually promised to investors.
Mohammed, you represent Amanat Minorities. What is this grouping and why are you unhappy with the holding company?
Bottom line, we represent widows, pensioners, the indigent, and the people who really are distressed, and they've put all of their life savings, unfortunately, in this product, obviously under misguidance from the people who advised them to do so, which most of the time is a previous ex-board member. These people now want their money so they can move on and they can live life. I mean, someone who's got 1 million rand invested is getting about 7,000 rand a quarter. So if you divide it per month, I think it's about 1/8 or so. Some people are getting less than the SASSA grant money. So they're just saying, give us our capital or whatever is left of it and let us exit. We've tried numerous occasions. We've even put many proposals to the board as well as the company to say, this is a structure where you can get an exit. But unfortunately, nothing has been forthcoming and nothing has been done about it. There's pushback on our side that our members are saying, let's actually now take the stance of litigating and trying and recover the money.
Well, what does the company say? What does the board say? Why does it not want to repay the investors?
There's a lot of legal technicalities in terms of how the investment is structured. I mean, the board's position is that it's structured as a hybrid instrument, while the investor's position and most of the people that we engage is that it's actually a debt-based investment, and it was actually a loan with a linked to a share. And the reason this was done from our engagements and speaking is was that only shareholders were allowed to lend the company money. And like that is, they don't have any outside debt or bonds or any of that. However, we don't understand why suddenly the company now says that it's actually considered to be a hybrid instrument where you can't detach the loan from the share and it's inextricably linked. We did have a Section 345 letter that shareholders issued to the company last year, and a response was given. On that basis, I can say that there is obviously a dispute in terms of how the investment is, and therefore people cannot exit. This share is unlisted. There's no market that you can sell it. There's no exchange that you can go on and sell it. And Computershare handles it. It's a transfer secretary. So obviously, there's no buyers at the moment. So it's just that no one can liquidate it. And if there is buyers, there's people who are offering like ridiculous amounts, which, you know, you can't even consider. We actually consider it to be theft for those kind of offers to be presented. So we don't even consider those. From our perspective, we're trying to get to a fair value, which is obviously value of the underlying assets. Unfortunately, financial statements have not been produced since 2021. Our last financial that we got from the auditors was in 2024 for the 2021 financial year, which was last year at the AGM. So this is where we stand at the moment currently.
So you believe there is fraud involved?
There's serious allegations of fraud and corruption. Again, all of these things are pending legal matters, legal cases. So, you know, it'll be premature for me to comment on that. So I'd rather just not comment. And we haven't seen any kind of movement in that term. Every time we request for updates in terms of the legal or the criminal matter, it's always sub judice. And this has been carrying on for the last 4 years.
Dankie, Mohammed. Dit was Mohammed Peer, die voorsitter van Amanat Minorities.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.